Chicken nuggets aren't shaped like any real chicken parts, and because they're breaded, you can't really see what they're made of. Well, according to Dr. Richard D. DeShazzo, it is not exactly chicken meat. He's the lead author of an article published in the American Journal of Medicine last September called The Autopsy of Chicken Nuggets Reads Chicken Little, and he joins us now to tell us what he has found, or what he found when he did an analysis of chicken nuggets. Dr. DeShazzo is Distinguished Professor of Medicine and Pediatrics at the University of Mississippi Medical Center. Welcome to our show.
Thanks a lot. Glad for your interest.
Did I mispronounce your name? Is it DeShazzo or DeShazzo?
Oh, it's whatever. It's tomato, tomato, whatever you want to call it.
But how do you introduce yourself?
Close enough for a government business.
Okay, well,
Rick DeShazzo, and I'm a pediatrician and internist at the state medical school here in Jackson, Mississippi, called the University of Mississippi Medical Center.
And where did you get the chicken nuggets that you use for the study? You don't name the fast food restaurants.
We chose two random national chains, and we've not told the names because I don't want my car bombed. but they're chains you know. And so we went out at lunchtime and bought a box of chicken nuggets from these two well-known chains. And we did the same thing that we do with medical specimens when we do autopsies. We basically took the bread off, and then we put them in formalin and fixed them and sectioned them and looked at them under the microscope with a variety of different stains that allow you to tell the difference between meat and carbohydrate and fat and so forth. And we came up with some very interesting slides, which we published in this article that you mentioned.
Were they pretty much made up of the same stuff?
Yeah, they were both less than 50% muscle, which is the chicken meat that we eat. That's the good part of the chicken. The rest of the nugget was primarily fat. And what happens, of course, is that the this is actually a chicken byproduct. Chicken nuggets aren't really, at least in most of the fast food restaurants. There are some exceptions, probably. We're looking at that. But in most of the fast food restaurants that specialize in these things, they are byproducts. They are combinations of chicken and whatever else they choose to put in there. And this particular, these two the restaurants chose to put a lot of fat in there. And, of course, they were deep fat fried as well.
Do you think that the general public assumes that chicken nuggets are made of low-fat white chicken meat?
I think that would be a reliable assumption. These particular nuggets had chicken skin, chicken gut, a lot of chicken fat, chicken cartilage, and some chicken parts that we really couldn't figure out what they were.
Nerves and blood vessels?
Blood vessels and so forth. They're basically what's left over after the chickens are harvested. So when you take the major parts of the chicken off, you have the skeleton of the chicken left with bits of chicken, and those pieces are removed and using a variety of techniques, and then mixed with other ingredients, and so you sort of make a donut and fry it.
Do you know whether a chicken nugget from a major chain would be the same, whether it's in New York or in Mississippi?
Yes, these are all formulaic. They're all have been. The original chicken nugget was actually developed by a food science department in New York State and for McDonald's a number of years ago, and was a formula that was published in a journal. Subsequently, the food science folks at the various major restaurant chains have come up with their own formulas, and it's pretty much the same formulation for everyone in every area.
There are other ingredients, such as dimethyl polysiloxan, which is added as an anti-foaming agent, so it says anyway on the ingredient list of McDonald's Chicken McNuggets. Did you test for chemicals like that?
No, we were just primarily trying to figure out what was in these things. You know, there was an expose on public broadcasting and elsewhere a number of years ago looking at the contents of these, and it was basically a goo that was being marketed. And after that, the fast food industry began to say, well, we cleaned up our act. And in Mississippi, we have 75% of our people who are either overweight or obese, and an epidemic of adolescent obesity that is resulting in type 2 diabetes in young people that we've only previously seen in old people. So we have an epidemic of bad health from bad health choices. And these fast food restaurants tend to accumulate in areas of poverty. That's an established fact. And we are not only the fattest state in the United States, we're also the poorest state. So a lot of our people get a significant amount of their diet from fast food. It's cheap. It tastes great. It's loaded with salt, sugar, and fat. And we're seeing the downstream effects of it. So, no, we didn't look at other things. What we saw is bad enough.
And it also does contain dimethyl polysiloxane, which is also found in silly putty. That really freaked me out. The FDA is considering banning partially hydrogenated oils, trans fats, which have been banned in New York City for years from now. Should we be talking about reformulating chicken nuggets as well?
Well, I think our attempt is not to demonize the fast food industry. They're U.S. citizens just like the rest of us.
Well, have they responded to you?
Huh? Oh, yes.
What have they said? You're a liar?
They're not happy. They're not happy, and the chicken industry is not real happy either. And actually, our article says that we think chicken is one of the best food products that's out there because it's lean, and if you don't adulterate it, and you don't fry it, it is a wonderful source of inexpensive protein. But they're very unhappy because they think we're trying to attack their particular business. What we're trying to do is to get people to make good choices. And if we don't buy this stuff, they're going to sell something else. So they're providing what we want. The only reason they're selling this sickening food is because we're buying it and eating it by the ton.
Well, what else are they going to do with the nerves and cartilage and all the other fat that they have put in the chicken nuggets?
They're going to
have to throw it away. Actually, that's a good idea.
It's great fertilizer. In fact, most of the commercial fertilizer in this country was made by leftover animal products, and that's a great thing for it. Cartilage is a very, very good fertilizer. So that's what they're feeding us.
Well, I'm going to take a little break and have some chicken McNuggets right now, but because you've really made them sound so wonderful. Dr. Richard DeShazo is a distinguished professor of medicine and pediatrics at the University of Mississippi Medical Center. And I thank you so much for talking with us about your article.
Great to talk to you.
The article is "The Autopsy of Chicken Nuggets Reads Chicken Little." The sky is falling.